Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalid and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hay. The rest of this parak and Parak Gimel is going to discuss the various psukim that must be read on specific Shabbosim throughout the year. Now, since we're specifically dealing here in Maseches Megillah with mitzvos that are applicable in the month of Adar, we're going to begin with the Arba Parshios, the four Shabbosim, where we read special parshios, we add a special maftir in the tefillah for various things surrounding Purim and leading up to Pesach. What are these four parshios that are added? So number one is Parshas Shkalim, which is read from Sefer Shemos, from Parshas Kisisa, which discusses the obligation of every Jewish man to pay a half shekel each year, and the money which had to be paid before the first of Nisan was used to buy the various public karbanos that would be needed for that next year. The second special parsha is Parshas Zachor, which is read the Shabbos right before Purim. It's read from the Pesukim at the end of Parshas Kisetze. That includes the obligation to remember what Amalek did to us. They attacked the Jewish people. And the commandment to destroy and erase Amalek from the world. The third of the Arba Parshios is Parshas Pared from Parshas Chukas and Sefer Bamidbar, which discusses how a person who had acquired Tumah from a dead body can become Tahor through a process that includes being sprinkled with water containing the ashes of a Parah Aduma, and that takes place as we get ready for Pesach, as we prepare for the need to become Tahor before bringing the Karban Pesach. And the final of the Arba Parshios is Parshas HaChodesh, which is the psukim that discuss the various halachas of Pesach, including the mitzvos of the Karban Pesach and Matzah, and the various prohibitions of Chametz. These are read from Parshas Bo, which can be found in Sefer Shemos. With all of that in mind, now we're going to discuss these Arba Parshios. Says the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yos B'Shabbos Korn B'Parshas Shkalim. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos, we're going to read the Parsha of Shkalim. Again, this Pasuk, this group of Pesukim, is read at the beginning of Adar to remind the people to pay their half shekel tax by the end of the month. Chol Yos B'Socha Shabbos Makdim L'Sha'avar. When Rosh Chodesh falls within the week, then we're going to bring the Parsha Shkalim forward to the previous Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Umafsik in the Shabbos Acheres, in which case we're going to have nothing read on the following Shabbos, because we want to postpone reading Parsha Zachor until the Shabbos before Purim, and then Bashniya Zachor on the second Shabbos, the second. On which one of the Arba Parshios are read, we're going to read the Parsha Zachor. Since this group of Psukim commands us to destroy Amalek, we're going to read it right before Purim when we celebrate the David of Haman, who was descendant of Amalek. Bashlishis Parah Aduma. On the third Shabbos, we're going to read the Psukim of Parah Aduma. Since this group of Psukim discuss the halachos of purifying a person from the tumah of a dead body, it is a few weeks before Pesach to remind the people to make themselves tahor so they can eat the Karban Pesach. And on the fourth Shabbos, we're going to read the group of Psukim from Parshas Bo of Achodesh Zelachem, the month of where we have the obligation of Rosh Chodesh. Since this group of Psukim teaches the halachas of Pesach, it is going to be read shortly before the Yontif of Pesach. Bechamishes Chozrin Lechasidron. And on the fifth Shabbos, the Shabbos after the reading of Achodesh, we're going to get back to the regular order, meaning to say we're going to read the regular half Torah on a Shabbos. When one of the Arba Parshas is read, we read the special half Torah of that particular Parsha, and not the Haftorah of that week's regular Parsha. Then on the first Shabbos, after the Arba Parshios, we're going to return to the regular cycle of the weekly Haftoros. Now the Mishnah lists other times when the regular cycle of readings is going to be interrupted, and the usual reading is replaced by a special reading for that particular occasion. It says the Mishnah Lakol, Mafsikin, for all of the following occasions, we're going to interrupt the regular cycle of the Kriyas HaTorah, Baroshe Chadoshe, Bechanukah, Vapurim, Uvetanios, Vamamados, Vyom HaKippurim. And in all of these days, with Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, public fasts, Ma'amados, Yom Kippur, they're all going to we're going to interrupt the regular cycle of the laning. However, the halacha is not the same in each case. So for example, when Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim falls on a Shabbos, we're going to replace the regular haftarah with the haftarah of that particular occasion. When the Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, we're going to replace even the regular Kriyas HaTorah with the reading for Yom Kippur. And on public fasts, are not ever allowed to be observed on Shabbos, and there is no special Torah reading at the Ma'amid service that is held on Shabbos. And in these situations, the only change occurs on weekdays when a public fast day falls on a Monday or a Thursday, and at that Ma'amid service of those days, the regular Kriyas HaTorah is going to be replaced with the special Kriyas HaTorah for that particular occasion. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah is going to list the various groups of the Psukim of the Torah that are read on various Yomim Tovim. Says the Mishnah of Pesach and Parshas Moado Shel Torahs Kohanim, that on the first day of Pesach we're going to read the Psukim discussing the various Yomim Tovim that is found in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor. It's going to discuss the various halachas of the Yomim Tovim, including those of Pesach, Ba'atzeres, Shiva Shavuos. On Shavuos we're going to read the Psukim that contain the words of Sheva Shavuos. They found in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Rei, which is all about Shavuos. Berosh Hashana, B'chodesh Hashvi, Be'echad L'chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, we're going to read the Psukim that discuss that state explicitly on the seventh month, on the first of the month, which is all about Rosh Hashanah. B'yom HaKippurim Acharei Mos, on Yom Kippur we're going to read the Psukim that discusses the words from Parshas Acharei Mos, which describes the service of the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Korin B'parshas Moad Shabbatoras Kohanim, on the first day of Sukkot we're going to read the section about all the Yom Tovim that is found in Sefer Vayikra, just like we do on the first day of Pesach. Uveshar Kol Yom HaSachag B'Karbon HaSachag, and on the remaining days of the Yom Tovim we're going to read from the Psukim that describe the exact Karbonos that are brought on the Yom Tovim from Parshas Pinchas, is described in Sefer Bamidbar, that each day of Sukkot has its own number of karbanos, as detailed there. On each day, we read the Psukim about the karbanos for that particular day. Quick review: Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid taught us how we should organize the Arba Parshios with the one Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos. We're going to read the Psukim from Shkalim when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls within the week. Then we're going to bring the Parsha Shkalim to the previous week, and then the next is going to be nothing, and then we're going to do Zachor, then we're going to Para Aduma, Shabbos, then we've got Shabbos Parshas Para, and then the final of the Arba Parshios is HaChodesh Elachem from Parshas Bo, right, getting everyone ready for the Yom Tif of Pesach, and the fifth week of the Mishnah, we're just going to get back to the regular Haftorahs, and the regular Maftirs are going to continue as they regularly are. And then the Mishnah finish off by telling us that for all of the following Yom Tovim, we interrupt the regular cycle, whether it be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, fast days, Ma'amados, Yom Kippur. We're going to have some sort of a replacement for the appropriate Kriyas HaTorah with the special Kriyas HaTorah for that particular occasion. But like we said, the only difference is that, for example, on Yom Kippur, we're going to totally replace the Shabbos laning. But for other days, we're just going to have a half Torah. We're going to have a different Maftir. Whether it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and so on, we're going to have a special Maftir and half Torah on those particular Shabbos. But the regular laning is going to remain the same. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, taught us exactly which sections of the Torah should be read on the various Yom Tovim. On the first day of Pesach, we read the Pesukim about all of the Yom Tovim from Sefer Vayikra on Shavuos. We read the Pesukim that discuss the 7 weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos, which is in Sefer Devarim. On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to read the Pesukim that describe the actual halachos of Rosh Hashanah, as it describes the seventh month and the first day of the month of Tishrei, and so on and so forth. Yom Kippur, we read Acharei Mos, which discusses the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. On the first day of Sukkot, we're going to read the same thing that we read on the first day of Pesach, again discussing all of the Yom Tovim as described in Sefer Vayikra. And then on the remaining days of the Yom Tovim, we read from the Psukim in Sefer Bamidbar that actually describe the various karbonos that are brought throughout those days. Have a great day.